Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I will say, way for the Ryan Day hater. Good job out of you from going from, if he loses this game, we fire him, to not giving Ryan Day any credit for beating Penn State. That was quick. You hit him with the crossover.
I thought it was a disaster day, no pun intended, for the Ryan Day people that they like just doesn't like him because not only did you get the win, but then in the process of it, it's not like they looked so dominant that now you think Ohio State is some sort of national title contender.
But how do you not get that win and think, well, if you can win that game like that, where you come back, what was it, 10-0 at one point?
10-0 to start off, yeah.
To start off, and then you
held Penn State to 3 points in the final three quarters.
So basically you go 20-3 for
multiple
the final three quarters.
Multiple goal line stops, had the Drew Aller interception right before the halftime.
Like, and by the way, because people had started to turn on the defense,
The defense was great, but I it's very simple. It's not like you ran away with it. It was a fine game.
They're the number three team in the country.
You got yourself to the college football playoff. Ryan Day will live to fight another day. Pun intended once again. But like that's not a resounding exclamation point win for Ryan Day.
So you didn't
lose your job there.
He didn't lose the game. What are you doing?
That's why it was the worst thing imaginable if you are one of the Ryan Day
I think
needs
you're
to be
part
fired
of them.
People. Well, I mean, it's not like I've been shy about it.
I mean, like, I don't get it. Like, no, because this is the problem. You are to whom I'm speaking.
Yeah, speak
you
to me.
You said he can't do it. He can't beat the team. He got his third win over a top five team. And immediately
he's 3-6 now against top five teams.
Yeah, 3-6. Guys, that he can win them. He just hasn't won them. I don't know why I said guys.
Enough,
you're right there.
Which is the responsibility of somebody that would keep their job?
Yeah, well, no. But he did it. So, like, he did the thing that you wanted him to do. And then it becomes, well, James Franklin. Hey, that guy's an idiot.
James Franklin is an idiot.
Stay. Well, no. Both things can be true.
When both coaches are basically bad at who can screw it up to go ahead and end up, it was almost like it was with Dan Lanning 2 weeks ago. Dan up on him was that he couldn't win the big one either. He didn't want a big one in Oregon yet. And then somebody's got to come out victorious. James Franklin just can't beat Ohio State. And that was the resounding result of that.
You're smiling because you know how disingenuous this conversation has become.
How was that disingenuous? What part of that was an exclamation point for Ryan Day?
Because it's not about James Franklin or Penn State. Ryan Day did the thing that you wanted him to do. He beat a top five team. And he did it on the road, by the way. And he did it after they spotted him a 10-point lead.
Yeah, they spotted him a 10-point lead because he went off to a miserable start to the game. Well, Will Howard got off to a miserable start to the game. No part of that team did you sit there and think, yeah, they can win a national title. That game right there, they can win a national title.
That's exactly what that game should define.
But it didn't.
It's a top four team. It didn't define that.
No, when it's all said and done, I think we all know Penn State is not going to be a top five team in the country.
Are they going to be a playoff team? Because I think they're going to be a playoff team.
Probably. We'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
That's what Ryan Day did. What was nice about Saturday for Ryan Day and the Day family is that they get to go ahead and put themselves in a college football playoff. And yes, I include his family in this because when we talk about jobs, it involves everybody. It's not just a one-person thing.
I thought you were going to go like Ryan Day and the Knights. That's what like he calls his family. I don't know if you're going to make another
name.
He's
a 50s band or something?
I think it'd be pretty cool if his family's name were actually the Knights, right?
He's a doo-wop band on the side?
Acapella.
Okay.
I think an acapella group.
Okay.
But still, like...
I mean, did you feel great? You being the Ryan Day supporter, did you leave that game thinking, my guy did it?
Yeah. Because he just beat Penn State on the road.
No, I just didn't.
And that's a playoff team.
No, I did. No, I didn't. No, I looked at that. That was not the. That was not an exclamation point.
So he had to beat him by like 35.
It did not look as sloppy as it did. Now the defense was great. I gave the defense how much credit already? The defense was great.
I didn't hear a lot of credit being handed out by you or anybody else.
I said they allowed 3 points in the final three quarters. Like your end result is Drew Aller, and that again the interception right before the half. Like that was. The goal line stands like Ohio State's defense came to play. You're going to need the offense to come to play if you want to beat some of the better teams in the country.
I'm sorry, did I miss the point where they had 179 yards rushing? Did I miss the
run game was good.
Did I miss the two touchdowns
by
Will Howard?
I think you need more than Will Howard.
But like 179
what do you mean,
yards
the fumble
run game?
Before the end zone, the interception. Wait, you want to go down this road with Will Howard?
Yeah, no, I can go for... I'm not saying Will Howard played a perfect game, but Will Howard...
was far from perfect.
No, but Will Howard... Okay, so he had two oopsies. He also had two touchdowns.
Two major oopsies.
And he had two major... Hey, you build yourself out by having two passing touchdowns.
Geez,
you
clean up both those oopsies, and maybe we're having a different conversation right now.
It's just... This is the impossible standard. Like, having a conversation... I'm going to go there.
It's not impossible.
With you people... Because it's people. you, Ohio State, you Walmart Ohio State fans.
I'm not an Ohio State fan at all, so I can't be a Walmart Ohio State fan.
But you have to be the face of them because you also didn't go to Ohio State.
I don't root for Ohio State in the slightest bit. I don't have to be that guy.
But you talk like an absolutely irrepressible homer who, I'll be honest with you.
Homer's the one that wants to fire Ryan Day?
Yes, 100%.
Are the homers the one that wants to get rid of Ryan Day?
Yes.
Does that put you in the homer category?
Yes, 100%. Because here's the thing. The homer is, well, Ryan Day's the problem, and Ohio State deserves better, right? Instead of just, well, they're like two plays away from being 8-0 and everybody that we thought they were going to be. Like, I don't, but by the way, homers, haters, no, it's a bunch of people who didn't go to Ohio State outside of Lima who just want to fire Ryan Day because they're bored with being the third best team in the country. That's all this is. If you can't look at this and go, good job out of you, Ryan Day. We'll see you in the Michigan game, and after that, we'll see whether you're in the Big Ten title game. We'll see you in the playoffs.
Got to play Indiana first.
Like, I can't wait for that because they're going to dust Indiana.
They're going to dust Indiana.
Yes, Indiana is a really good team that has played no one, and that is. Are you going to give them his flowers?
Well, that's what I was saying about Penn State going into the game.
Are you going to give him his flowers for beating Indiana, or is it immediately going to become? Well, of course, you should do that. They could beat him by 70, and the response would be, well, that's what you do at Ohio State.
No, if you beat him by 70, it's an impressive thing. If you beat up on a team, kind of like what you saw Indiana do to Nebraska 2 weeks ago, where they just put the boots to him, that's an impressive thing.
But not
going 21-17 against Nebraska and then playing a tight, close game against Penn State.
Still about Nebraska. Just still about Nebraska.
It was a lousy game. I can't just ignore it.
And they won.
It was a lousy game.
Yeah, okay. This is a team who 20 years ago barely beat anyone. But they beat everyone and won a national championship.
Do you feel right now Ohio State can win a national title? This team right here, you feel like this is a national title team?
That's the kind of win that should make you say that.
You say it then. Say it, because I don't believe it.
Yes. I feel better about them winning a national championship now.
Better about them, or they are a national title? This is a national title caliber
team. That's not how this works. No. They have the talent to win a national championship, and then every week they play, and then you go, at the end of the season, you go, yes or no. You don't make that decision in November.
Sure you can. If they're a national title caliber team,
sure
yes, you
can. Sure they can if they're
yes,
slap D's. Not if they're a team that has a bunch of future NFL players that is 7-1.
Congratulations. They got into the playoff. That was the big goal. You beat Penn State. Now you're into the playoff. Doesn't matter really what happens the rest of the season. You're in the playoff. And Ryan Day will have a chance to prove himself there or he won't prove himself.
I'm just moving these goalposts for you here. It just feels so good to do.
Why?
I see.
No part of my commentary. Has changed at all.
216. I think that's the problem. 216-474-0092. What did Saturday's win over Penn State do for Ryan Day? Nothing, according to Jonathan Peterlin.
Very little.
We come back.
Very little.
We will be celebrating a very important milestone for this Browns team next on 92.3 The Fan.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now,
Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.